Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth with new friends from Joy Lutheran Church in Prescott, and we have in studio with us today Hope Olson and Tracy Bannett. They are going to tell us a little bit more about the church. It will be celebrating its 50-year anniversary coming up in August, and that is really a wonderful number to embrace and to gather around. So welcome to both of you. I'm so glad we could do this. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks for having us.
How are things across the river?
Why don't you go first? Okay. I'll let you go, Hope.
Prescott continues to grow, doesn't it?
Well, it's growing, yes. Things are going well in Prescott.
You have quite a few new housing developments, mm-hmm. and that's always fun.
And that's fun.
So how do you reach out to those folks? Do you do any evangelizing that's formal?
Well, what we've done, especially now that we have a new addition just in our backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've done some going out in the neighborhoods and hanging door hangers, inviting you to come to Joy. Just being out in the community as much as we can.
And being active in Prescott events, right. like Prescott Days, being in the parade, being involved with the school system, so that people know Joy is out there yeah. if you want to come and experience it.
Joy is out there. Yeah. Joy Lutheran is out there. We just have to experience it. So first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. Hope, I'll start with you because you and I were corresponding by way of email, but I don't know too much about you.
Okay. My husband and I and our two kids moved to Prescott in 1985. Been here ever since. I actually worked here in Hastings in the school system.
Oh, you did?
At the high school for 25 years.
Well, for crying out loud.
So I'm not mm-hmm. quite a Hastings native, so I'm kind of split between the
What did
the
you
two.
Do at the high school?
I coordinated the special education department.
Oh, how wonderful.
So it was fun. I loved it.
How long have you been retired?
10 years.
Oh, congratulations to you.
That's also wonderful.
Yes, I'm sure that it is. Well, you're going to be a familiar face to people when we post your picture on our KDWA Facebook.
Could be.
Yeah, that's fun. And tell us about you, Tracy.
So I am married with three amazing daughters. My family moved to Prescott in 2002. And we actually started going to church in Hastings at the United Methodist Church in Hastings before switching to Prescott because our kids were in school there. And it just made more sense to be a little more deeply involved in that community. So we joined Joy in 2009. And now the kids are, my youngest is a senior in high school. Oldest just graduated from college. Middle's still in college. It's amazing how quickly the time goes by, Mo.
Absolutely. So what was it about Joy that when you both moved to town, mm-hmm. and what was it about Joy that really spoke to you?
I think what got my husband and my attention was how, number one, how welcoming they were and how they really wanted to involve families and made the extra effort, because we had two little kids, but they made the extra effort to make us feel welcome and engage us in activities that were good for us and for our kids.
Yeah, and I would say similarly, when we started to get more involved with the Prescott community, we kept running into people that went to Joy Lutheran, mm-hmm. and they spoke so incredibly highly of it. So after going a couple times, we found out about the youth program at Joy Lutheran, headed up by Christy Canfield, and Christy is still there doing amazing work, yeah. and she just brings the kids together in a way that is inclusive, that brings them a faith foundation that I think really prepares them for life. And my girls, I know, loved going through it, so that mm-hmm. was something which we probably didn't appreciate enough when we joined the church.
So going back 50 years, was there a Lutheran congregation in Prescott then, or was this the first Lutheran church?
This was the first Lutheran church, and it was a group of families that wanted to find a place to worship. And it's a process through the Synod office, but in 1972, they started this church. We were a mission church at that time.
And what does that mean?
That means that financially, the Synod assumes all of your financial obligations for a period of time so that you can get started, you can get a pastor there, you can establish a congregation. And so in 1972, that's when they started.
How many families do you think started out at your church?
There were about 100 founding members. that started this meeting together, meeting mm-hmm. with the synod, and establishing the church.
I know a little bit about how that is established, and then there's a call then for a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And how long was your first pastor there?
He was there for 7 years.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the history.
So, you know, one fun story that joining the church in 2009, hearing from some of the people who had started it and had been there a long time, the initial building for Joy Lutheran Church was, not to say the synod didn't have a lot of faith in Joy Lutheran Church, but the initial building was built in a way such that it could be converted into office space
oh,
if
brother.
Things didn't go well.
Is that a true story?
I would need somebody who was there in 72 to confirm this, but it certainly has been passed on from person to person. And it's good to say that the initial fellowship hall is still a fellowship hall.
I love it.
It's not a
Nobody has any cute space in there.
It's not a car lot.
It's not a car lot.
No. Well, you're kind of in the middle of everything that's going on in Prescott. 50 years ago, you probably were not. Is that correct?
We were on the edge.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't that crazy?
I think the high school, which is now the middle school that is next door, was built mid to late 70s, so maybe after Joy Lutheran.
Yeah, we bought the land for the church from a farmer.
Okay.
So it was still fine.
That was farmland?
That.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell us more about the history. I would love to learn more, please.
Well, let's see. We went through several pastors. Well, let's see, the next pastor moved from mission status, so that means then you have to assume all of your financial obligations.
So you're kind of on a little probationary period or whatever.
Right.
And how long do they give you to get up and running?
Well, it went from about 72 to about almost 80. So 1980 is when we were on our own. So that, in a way, brought more of the congregation together because it's like, okay, guys, now we've got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a lot of reaching out, making connections with other churches. So it was fun. We were not members at that one, neither were you.
Right. It is interesting, as part of the 50th anniversary celebration, some people have put together a wonderful timeline banner where you can see the different presidents, the different milestones within Joy Lutheran's career, and they also show the attendance and how that grew steadily. Mm-hmm. Certainly not overnight explosion, but just steadily year over year. And then you can see when the first edition happened, I think that was in the 80s as well.
89,
that a new sanctuary, much larger, and then finally the second edition that was completed in the 2000s.
Right.
So it's just been steady growth.
Steady growth. And we have had a number of pastors. Our longest pastor was Pastor Tim Peterson, who was from 86 to 95, so almost 10 years. Each pastor has brought something special. It's been different, but something special as we progressed.
And is there a set time for when people become your pastor? I mean, is you do it for 10 years, you do it for 5 years, and then you reassess her. What is that like, please?
I don't think there's any specific timeline. It's not like you sign up for a 30-year. And it all depends on, you know, families or circumstances, why pastors move on. Pastor Steve retired, and we knew that when he came.
Let's talk about Pastor Steve, because he really, I know, has been a very dynamic addition to your church. And I would assume there's a sense of loss, but you're happy for him in mm-hmm. that he's retiring. So what is that like then to search for a new pastor?
Well, it's a whole process.
It's a whole process. And, you know, as you alluded to, Mo, Pastor Steve retiring is saddening because he and Diane are just a huge blessing to the church and going to be greatly, greatly missed. But at the same time, you ask about the process, and I guess hope springs eternal when change comes into play. So this is a chance for somebody with just a different vision, a different talents, different what have you, to come in and take up that role. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly excitement when that comes, when you know something new is going to be happening, even though there is, you know, great remorse about, okay.
And Steve, a little bit scary.
Steve is just really good at so many things.
So is it a two-way street? You interview the person and they also interview you to see if it's a fit, or how does that work?
When it gets to the call committee time to interview, for about a year, we put together kind of a profile of who we are, what we're looking for, what we see our strengths and maybe concerns, and then present that out, and then the Synod will
send candidates or something?
Yes, they share it with candidates that are looking for, you know, a church. And then it becomes kind of a two-way, we interview, they interview, we connect and so see if it's a match.
The Synod is our LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And we go to them for the pool, but then when it comes actually down to who are the 2 to 3 candidates that you want to really interview, bring in for visits, that's up to the Joy Lutheran Call Committee.
Yeah.
What do you see the timing being?
Well, the Call Committee actually, we're getting members, but they haven't actually started doing this right now. What we're doing now is called Transition Team. And that's where we gather this information from the congregation, from as many people as we can, and create the picture of who we are.
Who are you?
That's a great question.
That's a wonderful question.
And I think it's an even more interesting question post-COVID, because I think one of the important things that we've come to learn is when you're not actually getting together every week to worship in a community, you need to make sure that the church is still relevant in people's lives. And going back 7 years when I was the president of the Joy Lutheran Council, we started to come up with keywords that we wanted to make sure were guiding us in our decision making. And I remember a good friend of mine, Donna Boatman, was adamant about having the word relevant in that vocabulary. And I laugh now because looking forward, it's probably one of the most important words, because we need to make sure that even if you are going to be watching the service remote, or maybe you can't make Sunday mornings, but there's something else going on at Joy Lutheran, like a Wednesday supper or something else, that the church plays a relevant part in your life, a relevant part in the community of Prescott. Because as you look at some of the other faith options that people can pursue, I think it's important that Joy is still a very present and relevant force in Prescott and involved in the community.
And don't you think that the size of your community, not unlike the size of Hastings, makes that even more important that you're out and showing the flag and getting involved and getting people excited about what you do versus maybe a larger community?
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. There's fewer organizations in a smaller town like Prescott, the Food Shelf and everybody else that are there doing good works.
The one thing that I'll tell you from a somebody who lives across the river, Joy always seems like they're in the middle of some sort of outreach within your community. And I think that that says a lot, because you're certainly not the biggest church in town, are you?
No.
We want to present that image that we're out there, that we're interested in people. We want to do things that people are interested in. And
I think there's a certain amount of inclusivity that Joy tries very hard to project, that all are welcome. And the way you do that, Joy has found, is by going out into the community and including everybody. Mm-hmm. Just by doing good things. And, you know, whether somebody is a Lutheran, not a Lutheran, goes to church, doesn't go to church, that's not really the point. The point is that there's good work that needs to be done, and Joy's there to do it.
And we're there to do it.
So how much do you enjoy the name of your church? Because that really is, I think, our faith should give us great joy, that people should look at us and say, I like what you're about. And that is a joyfulness of the Lord, I think. Yeah. And so I love the name of your church. Was there other names kicked around, you think, back in the day?
There were. In fact, going through the history now, getting ready for the 50th, we came across it wasn't really a ballot. It was just a hatch mark sheet. And there were like 6 different names.
Uh-huh. And what were some of them? Do you remember?
Well, I think Hope Lutheran was one of them. I think Grace was in there, too. I didn't bring those with me. But Joy Lutheran, far and above. More people. I mean, that just fit. We had been the American Lutheran Church as a mission church. And no, Joy Lutheran Church was what people wanted.
Which I have to admit, as somebody who came into Prescott long after Joy Lutheran Church was established, when I heard of a church called Joy, I was thinking, okay, what is this church all about?
Yeah.
Joy.
Yeah.
You know, having grown up going to a Holy Trinity or a Saint something or other, Joy was, just surprisingly extremely descriptive of what the church is all about.
Right. I love that.
It was interesting, too. Our first pastor, a pastor from a church called Joy Lutheran in Parker, Colorado, emailed us and said, we are also Joy Lutheran. And the initial pastor for that church and our initial pastor were like in school together. When they went their own ways, both their churches ended up Joy Lutheran Church.
That is a very cool, fun fact.
It is, and to be in contact with them is fun, too.
So you're getting ready for your big 50th anniversary celebration. Tell us about that, when it is, and what you have planned.
Actually, it's on August 14th, which is a day later than the first service that Joy Lutheran had 50 years ago. So that was kind of special. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole day pretty much planned. Worship service is a little bit later, at 10:30 for people who are traveling, and then we'll have a worship service. Right after the worship service, we developed, while Pastor Steve was here, we built a memorial garden for the community again. Anybody's welcome. Come, sit, reflect, right there on church grounds. And we're going to dedicate that right after the service, and then we'll come in and we'll have fellowship and a meal, and then we'll go back to the sanctuary for a program with videos and speakers and just celebrating the whole 50 years. And then finish up with like an ice cream social where people can view all the things. We've brought lots of things that we found in the basement and around. And just, again, more time to be with each other in fellowship and view the 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I believe there's a number of former pastors who are coming back to participate in this, and hopefully others that are members who have maybe moved away, or even if they've just decided to worship in a different direction, can still be a part of the celebration.
And there's still some founding members that are going to be able to get there.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful.
So yeah. Perhaps we'll get some real clarity from the founding members on whether the building was once and for all built as office space just in case.
Just in case.
I don't think you have to worry about that right now. You are relevant in the city of Prescott, and certainly here at KDWA, we really appreciate your time today. Joy Lutheran Church is celebrating 50 years, and that is a wonderful, wonderful anniversary. And we wish you continued success in at least 50 more. We want to thank our guest, Tracy Bannett, and also Hope Olson. They are members of Joy Lutheran, and do visit them and celebrate with them. On August 14th, there's going to be a whole day of celebration. So thanks so much for coming in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Mm-hmm.